Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Lil, you ready? What's this about? Blow 4 or something? My part 4, huh? This is we got top double jump.
Hey, King Ad, let's go, man.
Got me fucked up.
50 bottles back to back had me hungover. Just bought a Hermes belt for a gun holster. Hang a rack out the helicopter. I'm sober. And I done made 100 G's off of one smoker. Did the scale on the counter. Wipe the dust off. I might catch another body. Get the rust off me. Yo, chill, love.
Fan 007, man. Shout out to the whole Angry Fan movement. Let's get this resurrection recap pop and get these niggas on. Yo, we got Dot on. Yo, Dot, you on?
Yo.
Oh, yo, yo. All right, we got Dot on.
Yo.
Now we get T-Mac on. Yo, Mac, you on?
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
All right. Now, what's good? Good. All right, Clean said he's seen all the battles, too. So I'm going to get him on, too. But we're going to recap in order. I don't want to go straight to the end of no shit like that. Man, this. What did y'all niggas think about? Well, I'll wait till we get on, obviously. Let me see. I'm call this nigga right now.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, this shit ended type late.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, real late. I thought it ended a little early.
Wait,
actually,
it
started late. Yeah. It started real late.
I also think that.
Yeah, that's kind of what started,
Like, way over 3 minutes, though, to me, too. Like, a couple rounds seemed mad long to me. Like, I was just like, nobody got stopped. I mean, I'm glad nobody got stopped, but it seemed like a lot of these rounds was mad long.
Yeah, but they were transitioning between the battles quick. They were going to the next battle quick as hell.
But they
started that event real late. I think it was supposed to start at 1 o'clock. Shit didn't start to like four something, maybe five. Yeah, so that's a big thing. But I heard it was like a big outpour, like a huge crowd and shit. Like niggas just lined up around the corner like twice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm assuming they wanted to get everybody in there so they can start it up, but
I
seen B said something about they was gonna push it back because there's mad people there and shit. So that's what's going on with that. I'm calling Clean right now as we talking and shit. But
All right,
I see Clean right now and host him up for the morning.
Yeah,
Clean, you on?
Yeah, I see it.
Oh, no.
Hello.
Yo, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
You click?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, so boom. So we're gonna recap this resurrection card. So niggas think about it, man, from the door. And we gonna do the battles in order. We ain't gonna go straight to the end and no shit like that. But like after seeing all the battles from 1 to 10, what do y'all give this card?
Um,
I give it a,
like
I give
that.
It seven.
Oh, I was about to say,
I give it seven and a half
seven
myself.
And a half, eight. I say I give that bitch a seven and a half, eight. That's what I was gonna say, about a seven and a half, eight.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. I've seen better events, but it wasn't no bad. It wasn't bad at all.
Yeah.
Nah,
well, me, I could just tell how it was. Like, I basically placed myself in the building since I didn't make it. But I placed myself in the building, and, like, with all the hours and all that shit, like, I could tell by how it was because I'd be there. Y'all probably could tell, too, because y'all would be there. So, like I said, it wasn't bad, seven and a half, eight.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I'm gonna go nine.
I'm gonna go nine because of all the extra festivities that they had.
Are we talking about the whole event, or are we talking about
car.
Just like as far as the performance?
Yeah, the whole event.
Well, I see what Clean
not
fans,
whole,
I see what Clean fans.
Mean,
yeah, because they did
like
a lot of shit. Like they had this
yeah, they
scooter
did,
ride.
Yeah.
They did like a lot of extra shit. Then they had celebrities in the building, you know what I'm saying? But like as far as the performances go,
I'm going
to go with seven and a half, eight.
Seven,
but as far
eight,
as like
yeah.
the effort that they put into the event, that was a nine.
That's like a nine,
to me. Yeah, that was the whole pay-per-view, the stream ran smooth. There wasn't no pausing in the stream. I felt like I was watching the battles on YouTube.
That's a fact.
Right.
So
right.
They
those camera cuts and everything
though.
Too. Yeah, yeah. They did a good job with the camera cuts and everything. All that shit was real good.
All the everything.
The
sound,
presentation
everything was good.
Yeah.
They
yeah,
played
the presentation was really good.
When the little almost fight broke out, they went to commercial and all that, brought that shit right back. And man, that shit
was
good. They did their thing. They need to do every other event like that.
Just like that.
Niggas don't be talking about this problem with the streaming and all that shit. Like, they did good.
As far as the effort goes, yeah, you're right. The effort is a nine.
We talking about the performances. A seven.
Yeah, seven.
Seven and a half.
7.5.
Yeah, give it a nice 7.5
at best. Let's get right into it. So first we got, it started off with Shotgun Shug versus Chef Trez.
Now, y'all want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead. Go first, bro.
I'm going to go, and niggas might be mad at me. I'm going to go with Shug. I feel like Shug had the,
really?
I feel like he had the room. Yeah, I feel like Shug had the room. The house, the where I was at, everybody went with Shug. I feel like Trez, like, he kind of, like, died down. You know what I'm saying? And I really was fucking with that nigga Shug bars. That nigga really was saying some shit. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like Trez rap bad. Like, he wasn't saying nothing. But I went with Shug.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm going to have to agree with that right there. Yeah, I definitely went with Shug. Like, going into the battle, I had Trez, like, 2-1. Yeah, I went a whole different way. Like, I had Trez going into the battle winning, but Shug just surprised me. Like, and it wasn't like Shug was, like, crazy. He wasn't, like, crazy impressive, but Shug did his thing, man. A nice three solid rounds. Like, he didn't slack off at all. He stayed on that boy's neck.
Like, he was on his neck. He was really rapping. His references to him was good. It seemed more like to me, like, Trez went in, like, just knowing, like, oh, this is an easy day. You can't do that all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, cause so many niggas. And then another reason I'm saying that, because the niggas, like I said, the niggas that I was in the house with that had Trez winning at first, even they said that he lost the shit. So after they would say it, I was like, this shit, I got to go with Shug. You feel me? And he had that.
Yeah.
He had the room. Like, he had it. He had it.
Oh, yeah.
He had the room.
He had that first round.
Yeah,
the
that
like,
first
it,
round.
It was
really
fire.
Really?
Hold on, wait.
I gotta watch this battle again because I had Trez winning.
Trez clearly in the first round.
But look,
if the niggas say
they got Trez winning, like, I can't argue with that though. Because like I said, Trez wasn't horrible at all. You feel me? But I went with Shug. Shug had that energy and he had the room to.
Yeah, Shug third round was crazy.
But see what it was
that kind of swayed me. Yeah, what kind of swayed me towards Shug more was Trez's third round was really choppy, and like he didn't have that momentum. His shit wasn't fluid like Shug.
Yeah,
I ain't like the rebuttal. Yeah.
Like his rebuttal that he started off with third round. Like, I ain't like it.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And he was in the A. Like, you in Atlanta, like, this show, like, you really got to go crazier than that. Like, you feel me?
Right. You got to show out. You got to put on.
Yeah, you got to show
you
out.
You got to really. Yeah, and you on a big time card for you. Like, you the youngest nigga out of that whole group.
At home.
Yeah.
Like, see, this is what I could say. Like, a lot of, like, some people felt like I lost the Tay Rock shit here and shit. But, like, what the thing is with that, like, it was I made it memorable. You know what I'm saying? And that shit was a good battle. Like, because it's home. Like, you got it, and I went crazy. You got to go crazy at home. You know what I'm saying? Like, when Trez was rapping, I forgot he was at home. And then at the end of, like, Atlanta, I was like, oh, yeah,
okay.
Trez was at home, too. You feel me? When Suge was rapping, I forgot Trez was at home.
Right.
Just,
yeah, it was like
those
niggas was fucking
room.
With
Suge
shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I
couldn't
argue with it. I was, too. But
I had Trez.
You had Trez winning that.
I think it was close though.
Like I said, if a nigga picked Trez, I can't argue with that though.
Yeah, I think it was close.
Yeah, it wasn't like a landslide.
This is what I was gonna say. That's one of the ones where it's like, all Trez fans gonna say he won, Suge fans gonna rock with him. They both did good. That's one of them either way joints. But I went with Suge because he had the energy.
Was that battle crazy to y'all niggas though? I'm not gonna watch it again.
It was crazy to me. I ain't gonna lie. I liked that battle. I really liked that shit too. That was one of the better.
It was one of the better back and forths on the card. That's what I'll say.
Yeah.
It was one of the better back and forths because like a lot of battles was one sided.
A lot of niggas got killed, bro. A lot of niggas got killed. You about to talk about that shit too? Yeah, I'm about to talk about it.
You know what I'm saying?
Matter of fact, let's get into the next one.
And you know what it was going into this battle? I thought that would be the one that would be like the most one sided out of all the battles on the card because I thought
that's
Trez was going to go in and just snap on Shug and Shug was going to just drop the ball.
I didn't think that because I looked at history too and shit. I'm looking at everybody who they'd have put Shug against, like Ab, Briz, motherfucking Rum Nitty, like all this shit before Trez. Like, Geechee, he been doing good. You know what I'm saying?
That nigga been doing good against these niggas, bro.
Like, even if you be like, nah, that nigga Shug ain't getting killed. You feel me? So, like, I knew, like, he ain't gonna, like, he know what he doing. You feel me? He know how to battle niggas.
I feel like Trez, to me, I gave the one to Trez, but I still feel like Trez didn't show that he could really rock a big crowd. I feel like he won.
I feel like he posted. You know what I'm saying?
He don't got that energy. Like, to me, his energy was like a little off. Like, he had energy the first round, but after that, it just seemed a little off.
It just went down, as he was going. You know what I'm saying? It went down. And Suge, if you stay consistent, like, every round was like Suge first round.
Yeah, and you know what it is, too? You know what it is, too? Trez is more, like, rapid a little bit, you know what I mean? Like, Suge, he'll make a haymaker or a punch, and he'll let it breathe, you know what I mean? So the crowd, because, with the big crowds like that, they're going to react crazy. So you got to give them some time to, like, settle down. Trez is trying to go through his shit. He's trying to go to the next punch. And them niggas ain't really trying to go.
It's a lot of reasons I gave. Like, Suge stepped outside his box, rather, with the apron in the motherfucking the Seth hat, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
He stepped outside his box with that, you know what I'm saying? And it wasn't corny, you feel me? It wasn't corny as hell. It wasn't corny because when he got, I'm like, man, this nigga bringing the apron out, this shit better not be corny. Then when he put the hat on, I'm like, oh man, this nigga definitely better be fired, bro. You feel me? And it wasn't corny.
Who else? All right. Next we had Rich Voss theme versus Hill.
Breeze and Hill. All right, look, this is what I'm going to say. Listen,
yeah.
This is what I'm going to say. That nigga ill cold, bro.
Yeah.
That nigga ill cold. He cold. Breeze won that shit, right? Breeze won that shit. I ain't going to no denying that, but that nigga ill cold. You feel me? And I feel like one more, like one more mix up with it. And once he mix it up with another nigga and shit, like, he ready for this shit, what we doing today. Like,
yeah.
I'll battle that. I'll
he wasn't bad.
Yeah, he wasn't bad. Like, and he got booed and shit. I like that he, like, they like, booed him. Like, he brought that shit back. And he played, like, he it's like, you know, when a nigga defending you and shit. Like, and like you go up for the layup and the nigga defending you and shit, like you play through it and still make the shot. It might not be a clear, might he got the friendly bounce. You feel me? Cause like he played through it. You feel me? But I mean, that nigga Breeze is great.
Breeze got him though.
That nigga Breeze
definitely
got Breeze.
Yo,
Breeze is a different creature.
Breeze is real
that nigga
comfortable
different.
On that main stage, B.
Yeah, and that's why he a different creature. Cause look, he don't do this. Breeze don't even do this shit what we do today. If niggas want to, like sitting here being honest, like Breeze more like he rap more like back in the day battle rap. Like he not punchy at all. You feel me? He just man, that nigga just know what to say, bro. Like he know how to play with his words good. He know how to put them bitches together. He know how to sew his shit up real good. You feel me? Like. That's what I admire about Breeze. And that nigga ringmanship and his showmanship is crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, Breeze put
like
it all together real well. Yeah. Like that
first round,
Breeze left
on the stage, you feel his energy. He put the toe on the stage and you feel that nigga energy.
Yeah. Breeze left Earth in that first round. I feel like it was over for Ill. Because Breeze went first, so I felt like, yo, this is it. It's all downhill from here. Because niggas was going crazy for shit.
I
put
that in the face off, though. Yo, when I saw that face off, I knew Breeze was going to snap.
And I'm going to say this, Ill was good. Yeah, I knew it, too. Like, I knew that, too. I knew his whole angle from then and there. I was just waiting on him to talk about that shit. Because I knew just by what he was saying in the face off. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know this whole shit. But Ill was good, but it wasn't the Ill that I wanted to see, though. The Ill I want to see is, like, the Ill versus DNA. That's the one that we need today. That's the Ill right there. You feel me?
Yeah, but he got a battle for that, man. He got to get his weight up a little bit for that, I guess. Knock some more rust off or whatever. I mean, he did good. But Breeze is nice, though. It ain't like he went against a bum. Breeze is already seasoned up there now at this point.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to watch that shit again because I think I had Ill second and third round. I think I'm going to have to watch that shit again because I know I keep Breeze.
Yeah,
definitely
see,
because
I had him. I got Breeze 2-1, though. I ain't got 3-0. I got him 2-1 because
I think the third round.
Listen, the third round. If a nigga like that nigga Ill was talking in third round, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
He was. Like,
that nigga was really talking in third round, bro. Like in the way that boy was putting them words together like that, that shit was crazy. That shit was crazy.
Yeah, I think Ill might have beat Breeze.
I mean,
how can he do enough to go back on the stage?
I think I'm going to go back to the stage.
Yeah, see, niggas don't know, like, just because you get 3-0, that don't mean you got body, because I done seen niggas lose every round, but, like, it, like the rounds are still good as fuck, you know what I'm saying, so.
Yeah, matter of fact, not to be funny or some shit, or whatever. But I'm gonna use you as an example. Like when you battled Twerk, that was like a slight, you know what I mean? Edge, or whatever.
Yeah,
you
like
wasn't
that.
You wasn't
she
bad.
Like
yeah, yeah. So you know what I mean? Like you came with your shit, whatever. But it's just like the nigga just
like
edged you. You know what I mean? Each round, you know what I mean? He had that little one up, but like yeah. I call the Briz shit 3-0. You know what I mean? Because I feel like Briz, I mean, he had way more content material. I mean, it wasn't like he was like had all the substance in the world and shit like that, but it's just like the material was crazy. And he was in his rounds so ugly. It's like, damn, you ain't coming to finishing off.
That's more so what it was. Like, that nigga was starting off so great, bro.
Right.
That's why I said, like, a couple more mix-ups and shit, like, and he ready for this shit, where we don't, because, like, the nigga start-offs was, like, you know what I'm saying? But then you can tell, like, once he got into his 10 and shit, he was like, fuck, I'm just going back to the old ill, you feel me? And we can't do that.
There
like,
you go.
That's one thing that these new niggas got the advantage over us, because they so used to, they started off writing like this. From day one, like, we ain't start off writing like this. We from the day where it was more so basic, like all we had to do was say cold shit. You feel me? Like, but then a couple years into us doing this shit, then the scheming and all that shit came into play. You know what I'm saying? So like, that's what it is. More so like with Cass. So we gonna talk about him though. Let's get to the next one.
So next we got T Tubber from Nitty.
Nitty.
From Nitty?
Nitty.
Yo. Yeah, I'm gonna go with the homie Nitty, man.
I'm going with Cud. I gotta go with Lil Loke, bro. That nigga went crazy, bro.
I wouldn't be mad if somebody said T Top 2-1. But
I would definitely be mad if they said two. I got T-Top in the third going crazy.
Yeah. Like, Rum couldn't touch him in the third. Like, but them first two, though.
Yo, I think, you know what it is? T-Top round was way longer than Nitty's in the first round. It just, and it made it look like Nitty went short. And it was just like, yo, yeah, T-Top might have, T-Top, I could see somebody giving that round to T-Top.
Listen, that's one of the
that's the classic case of the like quality over quantity shit. You know what I mean? When Nitty rapped in the first, it was just hitting. Everything was hitting. T Top took mad long to cook up, and then finally when he hit the bar to turn to the climax of the fucking all right, now you're cooking type of shit. It was like, all right, well, we're already 4 minutes in, and you finally get to this point. You know what I mean? What's the deal? Like, you might as well move on to the next round. You know what I mean? I don't even want to hear you. You know what I mean? Go ahead. Just say that for the next round. And then the second round was when Nitty lifted fucking Earth. That nigga shook
Nitty
the fucking world.
That nigga
pulled Thor's hammer and just went crazy.
I felt like my man's was like, T-Top was kind of begging for the reaction. You feel me?
Yeah, that's
was
what
begging
he
for
yeah.
it?
I'm like, he was just trying to let it, like, he was trying to let his shit sink in to them. Like, he was doing that too much, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, trying to let it sink in to them and shit. Like, trying to let it register to them and shit. Like, you know the shit. You saying, like, one of the rounds, Nitty started off dry to me, and then he left Earth. Like, right after the little, right after the dry spell, like, he started off dry tip. And then he just, out of nowhere, that nigga just took off. It was like a flurry
Man.
At, like, mid-round. I'm like, damn.
Okay.
So,
Nitty. I thought that T-Top third round definitely saved them from getting 30. I don't think T-Top was bad, but Rum Nitty was punched. You know what the difference was, too, about this battle with Rum Nitty? Rum Nitty wasn't just punching. He was actually angling.
He was angling in 2 years.
He was angry. He wasn't just punching. I don't think niggas really expected that shit.
He was angling like a motherfucker 2 years. And, you know, Top mostly angling. And then, look, this is the thing. I had T-Top. I had T-Top winning, you know what I'm saying? Because, shit, that nigga won against me, shit. You got to be able. Shit, I know he can beat a lot of niggas. You feel me? So I was rocking with that nigga. But, shit, that nigga Rum left Earth.
Rum was crazy. Too much.
That nigga bars not easy. That ain't no easy shit. That ain't no easy shit to get past.
Yeah, Nitty. That nigga second
round. That ain't no easy. Yeah, that shit not easy to get past at all.
Once he spit that in the second round, I said, nah, T-Top lost this round. Like, I already knew T-Top was going to lose that second round. No way he was going to be able to keep up with that.
Say it again.
Yeah.
Now, I said, once Nitty spit his second, I knew T-Top wasn't going to be able to keep up with that round. I already figured. I'm like, yeah, Nitty gonna win this round.
Man, yo, Nitty's hard to beat, man.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
It's hard to beat.
That's what I'm saying.
Nitty hard to beat.
All right, let's go. Who was next?
John.
Yeah. Jers.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Took off on him, though.
Yeah.
Had him crying and everything. Had him talking about he ain't about to rap if his man's finna rap and all that. Man, listen.
But here's my thing about it.
Just
here's
like
my
niggas
thing about
tell
it.
Me, don't spit
okay,
your
hold
shit,
on, hold
man.
On, hold
fuck
on,
that.
On,
spit
on,
your
on,
shit
on,
and come on in here and perform what you came to perform, man. Fuck what they had planned and what
nah,
you got
hold on,
going
hold on,
on.
Hold on.
You can't help with this man, right?
Nah, Queen. When did that become the thing to do anyway? I thought
it was the thing to do. I ain't saying it's right, but at the end of the day, you still got paid to perform. You can't just say, no, you're not going to rap no more just because this nigga had that shit planned. Now tell him you don't agree with that and all that shit. Tell him that's fuck shit, sucker shit, whatever you going to tell him, all that. Yeah, for sure. But you can't just be, nah, I ain't about to rap. No, nigga, I ain't about to rap. Because if they holler, they ain't finna pay you. You going to be ready to tear some shit up. You feel me? You got to be fair with that shit, man.
But hold on.
People
still
want to hear John around. You feel me?
Yeah, and you see that's why I feel like John really made a stupid mistake right there because Twerk rap maybe like eight bars. Yeah, Twerk rap maybe like eight bars, and he was gonna throw the nigga Jack Boy in. You know what I mean? We don't even know if the nigga Jack Boy was gonna say some cold shit or not. If he was gonna rap some bullshit, John should have let the nigga spit. You know what I mean? And then spit his shit or whatever. Not even rebuttal it, but automatically that's going to win you around because the nigga Twerk ain't talking to you. That's fucking Jack Boy talking to you, nigga. So whatever you saying
period.
To Twerk
so
is
that,
hitting.
That just
so you winning
is.
That
you
round right there, nigga. Yeah.
Yo loss. Oh, well.
Nah, yeah. You ain't want to spit. You sent your mans in here. Boom. I mean, he made a dumb rookie, stupid mistake and an emotional mistake, whatever
not
you want to call it.
Not saying that Jers did was right because, shit, it's niggas that I'm, you know what I'm saying, just like X said, like, niggas don't even know if that nigga even really, like, he must ain't have a third. Like, that's what that nigga was saying. Like, niggas ain't know if he even really had that
exactly.
Shit, you know what I'm saying? But
right. And John could play that up. He could
have
definitely.
So had you not had the fallout and shit, we would have found out. He probably would have hit
right,
you with the jersey.
Right,
right. You feel me?
Yo, I hear what you niggas is saying, but at the end of the day, if this nigga signed a contract to battle Twerk, like, why is Jack Boy in there? Like, when the fuck did that become cool that we could just start tagging
in
our
battle? That's true.
I
understand that for sure.
But remember,
when did that rookie become cool? When did that become cool?
John definitely jumped in Clips round versus Hollow. Clips didn't have a second round versus Hollow. He was basically John jumped in it.
Yeah, John didn't jump in there and start spitting balls. He jumped in there for a little scheme or some shit. It was some shit.
It don't matter.
It went with this shit, but it wasn't no fucking eight balls. These niggas jumping in niggas whole rounds. Like, you got the other dude paying doing
like,
a whole
like,
round
like, look,
for niggas
look
and shit.
How many times,
that's different.
Like, you know how many times niggas done did that shit to me, man? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
That shit not even no big deal to me. Like,
that's because you be doing it. But Clean, you be doing it too.
Right.
That's the reason why you're saying.
Right, and niggas done made it so regular to where it's not nothing new. Like niggas not bothered by it.
These niggas added into the game, dog, to just keep some excitement going in this shit. You know what I'm saying? The fans actually.
That's what it was intention
shit,
for. Yeah.
That's why they was mad.
That was the intention.
Hell,
yeah.
That shit. They like seeing shit like that. They really want to hear what Jack Boy had to say.
But see, so you can't do that on a big battle like this. Like this is like, all right, when it comes to big,
that,
you can do all that
like,
shit with funky
yeah,
little leagues and all that
known,
shit. You can do that dumb.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you can't do that on these big shit. We trying to see mano y mano. We trying to see a nigga one on one. We ain't trying to hear what your
that.
Best friend from
I
back in the day got to say about a nigga. But, no, I mean, you can say
that
for the little small leagues and shit. This is man on man.
I don't think he should have did that at all. I don't think he should have let him jump in. I don't think he should have did that shit.
But hold on. Real quick. To his credit, Jack Boy and John John do got a little history and shit. More history
yeah,
than him and Twerk,
going
actually.
On.
Yeah. And who knows if Jack Boy will ever be able to battle John John. We don't even know if them niggas will ever get in the ring battle. So this might have been Jack Boy only time to say what he got to say against John John. But I still feel as though this wasn't.
The crowd wanted Jack Boy to rap, though. So y'all can't say, like, oh, you can't do this in the
They wanted him to rap.
They wanted him to rap.
They wanted to hear
so
what
nigga, at that point in the battle, they wanted anybody to rap but John John. They was done with John John. Like, we got to keep it real, like, at that point.
Anyway.
He was through anyway. Like, them niggas, like, Twerk had already set that shit on fire, so
he
could have threw
anyway.
Drugs
Jared
in there.
Jared was fucking that nigga up, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
What?
It probably was better that Jack Boy jumped in because that shit
that's
that Jared. He was fucking that boy up, bro. And that's my man. I ain't gonna front, bro. Jared was fucking that boy up. Bad.
That's why I said John John was better off letting Jack Boy spit. So that way he could look like, you know what I mean? I at least won one round against this nigga, even though he ain't spit. You know what I mean? But John John ain't played that shit right. John John was emotional, man.
You know what I'm saying? But then him doing that and all that shit, now that shit make you seem like a crybaby and you salty because you losing. You know
John
what they going to say, bro.
He fucked his own self that's up not, with that
you
shit.
You know what they going to say, bro. He acted like a rookie in there. He did not act like big homie in there at all, bro.
He didn't. Nope.
I thought that, listen, going into that battle, I'm like, man, Jurors, like, it's really, like, tension there with them niggas. So I'm thinking, like, man, Jurors, like, he only, it's so much tension that he probably ain't even going to be able to, you feel me, boom. He going to get in there. He going to Jersey around. John John going to come in there, rap a clean three rounds. He going to win. You feel me? Probably 2-1. This is what I was thinking. Man, because I thought John John was going to go in there and big homie him. You feel me? It ain't happen like that.
Nope.
Your Jurors was fucking him up top to bottom, bro. Like, from the start.
Yeah, this nigga John John spent most of the battle arguing with Jack Boy. Like, you argue with Jack Boy on the side, do the battle, and then when he try to spit bars, you don't want him to spit. So why you talking to him then? You talking to this nigga throughout the whole battle, going back and forth with him. Now he come to rap, and you like, nah. Like, so why was you talking to him through the battle then? Y'all niggas have no reason to talk to each other.
All right, so when John John was saying nah, and twerking him was going to walk off the stage and leave the battle, do you think that was right?
No, that ain't right either. Because as performers, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, both of them, y'all just can't say, man, fuck that shit, we out, dog, and I ain't rapping and all that. How y'all going to do that? Being soon as Smack talking about, man, y'all niggas walked off, dog. I'm only giving y'all niggas the X amount, nigga, and niggas gonna be talking about they ain't getting they whole chicken, and they gonna be ready to fuck some shit up. Nigga, no. No. Much as niggas be on my ass about that no third round shit and all that shit, nigga, no. Rap that shit, bro. Give these people what they want, bro, because that ain't doing nothing but giving these people more room to say some more fucked up shit about battle rap, what we do, keep this shit alive, man. Do your thing, man. John, John, man, he could have, man, turned that shit around. You know what I'm saying?
See, I feel like at that point when twerking them niggas was trying to walk up stage, I was like, I kind of, you know what I mean? In a way, I'm like, yo, if you do that, I don't think you ever going to be on the Smack stage ever again because that's the most unprofessional shit, you know what I mean? No, you know what? Because that would have pulled Smack hand right there because you already had the one shit.
That shit.
Nah, but you already had the one shit with him making Smack look crazy in front of Mayweather, choking all on stage and shit. You got this nigga on the biggest platform. You pushed him and shit. And then now on another big card, probably the bigger card than that was, you know what I mean? You got him walking off stage in front of you, nigga? Nah. I think if he would have did that at that moment, it would have been a wrap. That's it. Like, you gonna walk off stage while I paid you to sit here and listen to this shit, nigga? I don't care if you don't want to fucking listen to this shit. You gonna sit
like,
get your ass
like
here
Hollow
and take
said,
these rounds.
Just like Hollow said. Just like Hollow said, we got to decipher who the industry niggas is from the underground niggas. We got to decipher who runs shit, bro, and who don't. And I'm going to tell you,
facts.
We don't run shit. Battle rappers, we don't run shit, bro. Like, and niggas got to stop.
Y'all shouldn't.
As far as our career go and as far as our moves go, bro, but, like, we do not run the show as bad as we want to, but we got that, like, and notice I'm not singling nobody out. I'm saying we. You feel me? We got that complex as because, like, we performers. You know what I'm saying? So we always want to be, like, ahead of the show. And everybody always want to be, yeah, like, run the show and all that. But, like, niggas don't run the show, man. So niggas cannot do that, dog. Like, it almost, like, you damn near got to be throwing up blood on that stage to be saying, fuck that, I'm not doing the rest of my shit and walk off. And you feel me?
Right.
Come on,
that team. How
would
you do that to them?
I'd rather you say Jersey. I'd rather you give me a 2 minute round to say Jersey.
That team, how would you do that to the Goonies? They definitely moved off when they was laughing.
But that
shit
ain't right.
Double impact joint.
That shit, yeah, that ain't right. That's assaulting your opponent and all that shit. And like I said, ain't none of us beefing. Like, why would you want to insult your peers that, like? You know what I'm saying?
And it's insulting your contract, too, because all y'all independent contractors at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Okay,
y'all niggas are not employed by league.
Hold up. That's not the same. All right, but hold up. That was when Jack Boy was talking about PH. So that's not the same thing as them walking. It's like they didn't walk off for the same reason. Two complete different reasons.
You can't walk off, period. That's what.
Okay, but that's still
like,
something different, though, right? Dang, bro, you making it seem like it's the same.
Bro,
thing.
What
they
happened?
The bar, though.
Like, I don't even
they
know.
They let
what
him finish the bar.
Shit.
Yeah, they let him finish the bar. Then they realized he wasn't saying nothing crazy. And then after a while, they was just like, "All right, we out."
Yeah, we got that. Them niggas was hot and bothered over that shit. You know what I mean? You got to feel that's a man that was an implement into their foundation of their whole group. Like, all them niggas wouldn't even be there if it wasn't for that man. So you feel me? Like, for a nigga to even attempt to disrespect or even for them niggas to think he was going to disrespect them, they all hot and bothered right now. Them niggas was ready for war right then and there. So that's a whole different
thing.
You mad, and you about to leave stage because a nigga didn't want to listen to your man's rap? Come on, man, that's two different things. That's apples and oranges.
Yeah,
man,
like
can't
that's you can't do that.
Right.
If I really
I'd have been like, fuck it.
Even if I would have had to let the crowd know, I'd have been like, fuck it. I'm just taking that part out. Then round gonna be a little short. Fuck.
Yeah,
feel me?
Like,
fall back. Fall back. Let me get the rest of this shit off. I got you. You feel me?
Yeah,
league owners,
I feel like John.
League owners ain't going to give you.
Because not a jersey that I feel like he really was finna let Jack Boy rap for the rest of that round, bro.
That
would have been crazy unacceptable.
So look. So should it now be mandatory that I guess niggas have four rounds in case something? Because you gotta think about it like this. Okay, you battling John's on the dime. Why you have no one is telling you to put Jack Boy Man in your third round. You did. I'm saying you did it on your own decision. So now that this fucks up, now you don't have nothing to say. Because they were telling Twerk to rap, but he kept saying, "Nah, go ahead." I mean, that was Jack Boy was gonna rap.
Yeah,
he
because he
to
was
say.
Gonna. That's what I'm saying.
You know what?
Jack Boy rap the rest of that round.
Yeah. You're right. That's definitely what happened, and
so,
I see that all the way right now. Clearly.
I don't know. Let's ask the people. Do the people feel like we should add sudden death rhymes?
Nah, not even sudden death.
I mean,
nigga, you shouldn't even
not
be.
Even,
he should have been able, like, you a professional battle rapper, bro. This is a profession. We are in the NBA. Y'all in the NBA right now. URL. You should be able to, like, pick up where your mans were supposed to leave off and shit like that. You shouldn't be able to be like, nah, man. You know what? Fuck it, man. Go ahead, man. Go.
If yeah, I really
nah,
truly
you didn't have no more
right,
rounds. You ain't had nothing left.
If I really, that's what I'm saying. If I really truly got my shit, then I'm going to be like, no, you know what? Watch out, things. I got, I'm going to do the rest of it. You feel me? Fuck it.
Right.
Take that part. We just going to skip your part that I had. Boom. I'm right back on my shit. Because
oh,
I want
right, right.
to get I wrote off. There's no reason that I don't want to get anything that I wrote off. And I know it. What? I'm getting that shit
and,
off.
And the thing is, you know what? Now I'm seeing it, whatever, clearly. Yo, I think he put all his effort into them first two rounds. Boom, I got these shits in the bag, and I'm just
and
throwing
Jack
away
boy,
the third.
Wrap the rest
Jack
of
boy,
that
you,
third.
Yeah,
I'm
Jack boy, you do whatever
I'm
you want. Jack boy,
I'm
you can say wop bop baloo bop bam bam boom all you want
mm-hmm.
in the third round, and then I already got these first two in the bag. So that's how
and
I feel.
John
like, that's how
John would have kept
I think
that.
Truck still has something left. He ain't even do a strap in. Nigga always do a strap thing.
Right.
Like he had two rounds, one round. I still felt like he had something
yeah,
that was probably going to play off what Jack Boy said, and
yeah,
then he would have hit him with
the
strap
thing.
But he didn't do it.
My
that's
nigga, he didn't have
left.
Shit left, bro. Let's call
well,
him
Spade.
Spade. The nigga ain't have shit.
We don't know that.
I don't know if he did. I don't know if he did.
That's what I'm saying. We don't
nigga,
know that. Because
he ain't going to get that salty. Bruh, like, come on, we know this nigga by now, man. We watch this nigga on a daily day basis, man. He ain't had shit left. When he done with a round, he done with a round.
When he done with a round, he done with a round, bro.
For good. He not gonna go back up in there like, all right, you know what, fuck it. Like I just seen Clean like at least make up some shit in the middle. Like, you know what, I ain't got shit else. I ain't raped shells,
but
I'm gonna come with
like
something
that.
Else. No, nigga,
like
Trump
that,
wasn't. He was freestyling. He was rebuttaling. So how he not like that?
That's
how the fuck
Clean
he not like
that?
He was rebuttaling
so
freestyling,
Clean.
But he couldn't come up with nothing to finish all the fucking round? Come on, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I done been in that position, bro, and this is what I'm saying, bro. Like, if I got my shit
Clean.
Right, especially me, bro, like, if I got my shit, bro, like, I want to spit this shit. Like, I want to get this shit off. There's no reason that I'm going to be like, man, fuck that. I'm walking on stage. Especially if I be like, man, I can't wait to get to this part right here, bro. Like, what? Like, why wouldn't he want to spit the strap in? Like, all the shit that was going on, then in the same token, I done forgot to say some shit, too. You feel me?
That's what it is, because he said
really
it like
back, I done really went back and looked at my shit like, damn, I ain't even say this part. What the fuck?
Because he said it like all the energy sucked out the room. It's like all
yeah,
the energy sucked out the room.
Know,
it's
kind of like a mystery to me. It's kind of like a 60-40
yeah,
with me.
It's a mystery
you
now.
You feel me? I ain't going to lie.
I'm
leaning more towards I think that he was going to let Jack Boy take the rest of the round. But
he was.
John messed it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, I think John third was his best. You know what I mean? It was going to be his best until that whole shit fucked him over. And, you know what I mean? But
I'm lost
but,
it, but Dad, hold up. Dad, my thing about it is, Dad, you saying, you, it sounds like you blaming John. I'm lost here.
Yeah.
No.
Because what I'm saying is,
I know I'm not blaming John.
What I'm saying is, if John would have let it happen, then we could have been like, oh, well, yeah, Turk didn't even. He made Jack Boy
John,
put up the rest
of his
round.
That shit happen, but John didn't
but that,
think
but this
he's
what
not
I'm
thinking
saying.
About letting
so
it happen because that's not what he got paid for.
But
so how are you going to
so
blame
why did John get booed? Why did John get booed? That's why I blame
see,
him.
No,
he
I
put
feel
himself
that
in
too,
a situation
though,
when he lost that round.
I feel what Cap's saying too, though. Like, this ain't what we getting paid for. You know what I'm saying? This ain't what the show supposed to be.
You worried about what you getting paid for, or you worried about winning the battle?
Nah. Hold on.
You can't
hold on,
do that,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. Hold on.
Because
you're not paying attention.
Because
Trump
yeah,
just
yeah,
did that same
that
shit
point,
to fucking Miss Tussle.
At that point, it's not even about. At that point, hold on. At that point, it's not even about winning the battle no more. But this nigga done tagged somebody else in. Now it's a 2-on-1. So how you gonna sit here and say, "Well, John had let him spit"? Like, nah, fuck out of here with that shit. You ain't telling me
that
somebody.
So hold on.
Now he lost the battle. So that's what I'm saying.
This the question I got for niggas. Is that the same thing as like me getting the picture like posted up or me getting the DJ to play a conversation or like bringing a big ass prop into a battle or some shit like that? Like, is that the same shit?
Having somebody else rap like a whole round for you? A majority of a round?
Yeah, because that damn near was going to be, like, that damn near was going to be majority
look,
of the round. That nigga, if he was going to rap the rest of that round, that was at least, like, a minute 30, a minute 45.
And it's not even just that, Clean. It's somebody, it's Jack Boy. Everybody knows y'all been going back and forth. Everybody knows Jack Boy been calling you out for mad long. So now you're going to stand there and let Jack Boy just tear you apart and say whatever he want to say?
You ain't got nothing for him, right?
Yeah, you ain't right shit back for that.
You got nothing for this nigga. You just got to stand there and let
him. You stand there, an open target. You know what I mean?
But that's like standing there letting a nigga punch me in the face a couple times.
You feel me? And you can't do
shit
back.
Other niggas been did this shit before, though.
But I feel like
there shouldn't have been no tagging, period, bro.
Yeah, that's how I feel. John was apologizing, bro.
John was apologizing to the crowd, saying, "My bad." That's why I'm blaming him. He knows. He said it. My bad. He knew. But look, this is my thing.
But this is my thing. This is what I'm telling you. Like, you see what happened after John did that? Like, they just was not fucking with him. Like, I'm telling
exactly.
you, he was better off letting that shit happen.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, and giving no react, like, stand there with your arms folded and, like, show, because that shit is only hurting you. You got to understand, that shit don't look like that to the people when you just standing
exactly.
right there and letting them niggas. You look unfazed, phasing you on the inside, you feel me? But to you, it's looking like the people looking at you fucked up. But they really not. They just listening to what this nigga got to say, you feel me? So it's been like that shit really hurt him, like, when he started complaining and all that shit, man. And, like, that's what I was saying. Like, he wasn't, like, he didn't look like the big homie in there after he did that. You feel me?
He looked like a rookie.
Yeah, you should have been like, nigga, go on, rap that little shit, nigga. That shit ain't, man. That shit ain't
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's
what
I'm saying. Like,
weak
look
ass shit,
that.
Nigga.
What?
Then
K-Shawn
you come back
to
on.
K-Shawn and hit me
yeah,
and cooked him.
Yeah, like, you great. John, great. John know how to rebuttal.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you know how to freestyle. You could have rebutted. You ain't got to rebuttal
all that shit. Nah, man. Nah, I don't, nigga. That means everybody going to start doing that shit. Hell no.
Nah,
man, fuck that, bro. Niggas
that
niggas ain't agree
to
that.
No, we just got to put a stop to it, though. No, we got to put a stop to it.
Yeah, stop that shit down, bro.
There's got to be some limitations to this shit.
You got to think about this shit. John is writing for Twerk, bro. He's not writing for Jack Boy, son. Like, that's really not fair. I feel like that's not fair right there, B. And it's not even for the Twerk. That's where anybody – you can't just be able to – so what's next? Okay, next is going to be you're going to write one round, you're going to tag this nigga in the second round, then you're going to tag this nigga in the third. That's what's going to be next. Like, come on, son. That shit ain't fair.
I ain't going to lie. That shit is not fair at all, bro. That shit ain't
right. You
ain't
going to battle a nigga. You think you battling this nigga, and then it's the third round. Probably the most important round of a battle. I don't know, man.
But see, that shit.
That whole shit, it almost got, and then Twerk almost walked off the stage,
yeah,
and like, this whole shit was crazy.
John was talking crazy, too. Like, I think that's why it escalated so much.
John more so than it hurt the Goonies, bro.
Yeah, that's a fact.
No matter how much niggas talking about that shit ain't right and that shit unfair and all that shit hurt John more than it hurt the Goonies, bro. Like, when he did that, he really hurt himself. He shouldn't have complained and did all that. Then the fight almost broke out and shit. That really made you look saucy as hell.
And that's John home crowd. He's home.
That really
home
made
crowd
you
is
at home. That made you look crazy.
Your home
crowd
is going
at home.
Exactly.
And they was rocking the jerseys in your hometown.
Yeah. In your hometown. You look crazy.
He was already getting fucked up.
Yeah, he was, though.
He was already dragging him on the floor. He was already dragging him through that bitch. He had his hood off on the floor with him already. The shit that the nigga was saying was crazy. We ain't gonna act like he wouldn't. And he was saying a lot of shit that niggas was catching late and missing, and that shit was still fire.
Yeah, that's a fact.
It was his night. You feel me? And John was already mad about that shit. He let his emotions get the best of him. You feel me? And boom.
Yo, you know, I think when Twerk
basically said everything that John John was going to do, and he really did it, and the crowd was kind of like, I think from there, John John was tight. Like Turk took basically everything he was going to say and said he was going to say it. Like, yo, he going to do this, he going to do that. And then John John did it, and the crowd was just like, oh.
Bro, I ain't going to lie. I thought that battle right there, I thought that shit was going to be so back and forth and good, bro. I just knew I wasn't going to be able to call no winner for that. I didn't. I thought that. I was like, I ain't going to be able to call no winner for this. Because then
yeah,
I remember that nigga Jerz showed up. That nigga Jerz got off the plane, and he ain't have a fucking round prepared for Cliff. Not one of them. But then
what?
That nigga locked himself. I swear on everything, and
oh,
that nigga locked himself in the room, nigga. And like every hour that nigga was coming out, nigga, like, yo, listen to this. And I remember that.
That's crazy,
man. And that's why I was like, nigga, because his shit better when it's fresh on his head. And that's why I was like, this shit finna be so fucking back and forth, because I know John John worked. Like, John John the type of nigga to have his shit done, nigga. You feel me? Like, so long ahead of the fucking battle.
2 weeks in
crazy.
The past, some shit like that. Yeah, 4 weeks.
What?
Yeah.
A month, nigga. Like, what? He writing, nigga. He probably got his shit done 3 weeks after.
Yeah, I think so.
Booked.
Yeah.
You feel
yeah.
me? Like, this is how he worked on his shit. Like, so I just knew, like, you know what I'm saying? But then again, I'm looking at the shit, like, the shit that he did against, like, John John performance in Florida against O-Red, like, that shit was a 9.5. Like, the shit that he did tonight, like, I expected more from that nigga.
Way more.
Like, I expected more from that nigga, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but hold on. Don't you think that it was more, like, we discrediting, like we saying John John wasn't as potent, or we saying, like, New Jersey Troy was just that good? You know what I mean? Like,
no, I'm saying
John
John,
John
like, I'm saying both. Actually, I'm saying both.
Yeah, it's both.
Jerz really was that good, and John John just, like, wasn't as good as he usually be.
You know what? You know what it was? Like he was starting off too slow. Like, he wasn't building up. Like, his shit wasn't, like, from the beginning. Like, you know what I mean? Because I saw points at his rounds. Like, I'm like, yeah, I see where he's going with this shit. Oh, this shit fire. But it's like, now the crowd is already against you. Because you the third battle, fourth battle win, I think. Yeah, you the fourth battle win. And now they restless. Them niggas is packed shoulder to shoulder in there. They don't want to hear that shit. They don't want to wait to build up to some shit, you know what I mean?
Hey,
to get to your third round.
Shit, I got to go back. I'm sorry. I got to go back. I apologize, y'all, but I got to go back. A crazy – I'm sorry. And y'all correct me if I'm wrong, but to me, the craziest fucking bar of the night was Big Old Bitch. That shit was stupid, dumb, fucking crazy.
Yo,
like,
yeah.
What? That shit
that's
don't stick with the love and hip hop. What?
And
but ain't
face
Big Old Bitch. That shit was stupid.
Yeah, and he booed him.
Crazy, bro.
Yep.
That nigga ill cold. Like, man, listen. Yeah, a couple more mix ups and he all right, we can get back to that. I just had to say that. My bad.
Yeah,
that shit was crazy. As hell, bro.
That was crazy. That ball was crazy.
No. It was. I don't watch Love and Hip Hop, but I know what the fuck that means and shit, whatever. But you know what I mean? But you think that was the craziest ball tonight? Because I could name two.
That stuck out
like,
to me.
Like,
that stuck out to me. That
oh,
stuck
okay.
out to me the most because it ain't. You ain't expect ill to come. Your niggas ain't expect ill to come like.
Yeah,
that.
I didn't expect that. Yeah. Had a couple balls. Nitty definitely had.
Nitty had a fucking round, fucking other shit. Yeah. The ball I thought niggas would mention right now was the fucking T-Top third. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, the checkout.
That shook the fucking.
Man.
Niggas was
man.
In Magic City probably feeling the stomps and shakes from the fucking club right there.
T-Top third round was crazy.
That's what saved.
It was crazy from the body, son.
That's what he said. That's what you meant when you
niggas,
said your mop is MOP.
That's the type of MOP.
Listen, but that's the type
that
of
that shit started
like
it all. That was the haymaker that started it all. Like after that,
that's what's gonna have his people saying he won.
Yeah, but nah.
T-Top fan base.
Yeah,
like,
wait, no, but yeah.
Nigga, I don't give a fuck, nigga.
Yeah,
They're going to try to throw him another round with that, yeah.
He got crazy. Yeah, they're going to try to swindle the first or the second in there.
He wrote his third round first. I don't give a fuck. He wrote his third round first.
John tried to use a Tech 9 ball, but T-Top already done killed it. Like, it was, so when he said it, when he used it, it was kind of like,
He sucked the air out the room with that shit.
Nigga,
you had to climb back. Because I think the next battle was Twerk, right? After the T-Top shit. If you ain't Twerk, you ain't Nitty, you ain't niggas like that, you ain't going to get that type of reaction right after hearing some shit like that. You got to really fight and crawl and grind for that type
just
of
like
reaction.
Just like I ain't going to lie, I expected more from your man tonight, from the nigga Tay Rock. You feel me? I expected more from that nigga. That nigga K-Shine got off.
Let's talk about it.
Tay Rock versus K-Shine.
That
nigga Shine got
off. Tay Rock, man. I'm going with Shine 2 and 3.
Oh, I'm going with Shine,
I'm going with Shine, bro. K-Shine won one and three, or whatever. K-Shine won one and two to me, but K-Rock was hitting on third,
but it's like, nigga, what can I say about T-Rock, man?
I don't know, bro.
You know what it is now, man? I'm starting to see more and more and more. Hold on. He burnt himself out.
Yeah.
What I'm starting to see is like, yo, Tay Rock is really not that crazy with top tier niggas. The only nigga we seen him really do and keep it up with was Hollow. But you know what I mean?
You gotta look at the history and go back and look like he
exactly.
Got like you gotta look at his shit like with the top niggas though.
Not just anybody. I'm talking about top niggas. Yo, Tay Rock really got a shaky history with top niggas, son. And when he on the A game, he don't have a chance. Hitman A game, no chance. K-Shine A game. I mean, the first K-Shine A game. Barely a chance. You know what I mean? Back in the day when Shug was just movie references and shit.
Yeah, but
barely
back then,
a chance.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Everybody was. Yeah, but you can't. But Doc, but you can't say that, Mac, because they were all top niggas back then.
No, they was all newcomers back then. And no, the top niggas was Lux and all these niggas and shit. They was all new niggas.
Yeah.
They
well,
was
I mean,
all
well,
just running the mill niggas.
What I'm saying though is, I was super new. You naming these niggas back then and shit, they were all still in the same. They all still kind of came in together. So you can't really name them like on some shit like that. I thought you meant like from Surf on. It seemed to me from Surf on.
Okay.
If you want to do that, you're right. Disaster.
Even Clip.
We talking about top. What you mean? Disaster.
If he didn't be Disaster, he would have been on a wild streak, a wild losing streak.
Yeah, that's a fact.
If he didn't have a debatable with Arsenal, that's what really started off. When he had that battle with Arsenal on UW, and then he went over UW and cracked Arsenal and shit, and came with that wild second round, niggas was like, all right, well, nah, Tay Rock, he really bumbled with the top tier niggas. Then Disaster a little bit later on after that, and then it was like, all right, well, he keeping up with niggas and shit. And then the Hollow shit really solidified. That's what solidified him as, like, one of these top-faced niggas. Because you know what? Hollow was looked at as the GOAT. By who? I don't know. Definitely wasn't me. But a lot of niggas in the culture would say Hollow was the GOAT. And he had a debatable with Hollow. You know what I mean?
Hollow.
So that's what solidified him. But now we seeing the chinks in his arm because he had a debatable with Surf, who really doesn't beat niggas like that. So if you look back, like, damn, wait, he was having debatable
like
with this nigga, that nigga. I mean, I feel like he had a debatable with John.
I'm just sitting there thinking, and dude, right? He really, like, if we sat here and just added up his records against, like, the top niggas, like, he really ain't got that many dubs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He not he don't got that many does to be calling himself the like the face. Like you putting like, a nigga as a face, he ain't no like he ain't Dub City, like he ain't got no fucking
like,
crazy amount of wins. He ain't got no he got moments.
Nah,
that's what niggas is going off of moments. He wins off of love and respect from other niggas.
Nah,
and that.
Man, it was one
he's
point
not clear wins.
I'm about putting that boy head on the Mount Rushmore. Like
he beat like he
really,
beat me like Mitch
you know
says newcomers. He'll beat them, but he can't. He don't beat like he to me. He lost to Sharon clearly. I see niggas trying to say, oh, he, well, nah, he lost to Sharon clearly to me. So that's Sharon.
True.
Pat Stays. Sharon Pat Stays.
Pat
Stays.
You know what? You know what? I'm going to ask. Fuck it. I'm going to ask. Is Tay Rock still the number one nigga on URL? Is he still
I mean, I want to say by default because
yeah,
there's no one else
yeah
that took that mantle. There's no one else that
yeah
that ups like upstaged him and shit for what he's worth.
That's
you know what I mean?
You
get
so
Tay Rock, you get the loyal
was,
nigga.
If it was somebody else that we could call number one on URL, then who could it be?
Geechee?
Nah, I can't put Geechee there yet. Like,
okay.
Geechee. Honestly, to me, the person is that's number one to me. Like, I feel like Surf is really number one, but he's just chilling. So Tay Rock is the nigga. Yeah, Surf can Surf do what he wants. Like, Surf do what he wants.
Like, if we count
move. Wait a minute. But hold up. So you niggas are taking Tay Rock out because he's having trouble with top names, but y'all acting like Surf was beating mad top names just now with some dumb laws here. How does that work?
No. But Surf,
see,
man, Surf,
he got a point, though. Cap
Surf
point
has classics with, like big top
okay,
team niggas. Rock be losing to
did
the lot of these niggas. Like,
I'm going who? Off of what I'm going off the people. I really ain't even really – I'm like, my thing was I really ain't even going off the battles. I'm going off of, like, what I be hearing the people say, like, who the strongest is. And, like, I hear a lot of niggas, like Surf strongest is.
Yeah, Surf name always come up. Because he got classics with a lot of these top niggas. They was growing up together.
I ain't going to play with Rock because he's the type of nigga to come out his next three battles and fuck everybody. You feel me? So, I don't know. I still got to wait. I got to wait to answer that question. This was a big loss. I don't think he wasn't supposed to lose this. You feel
yeah
me?
I don't think
that's too zip to K-Shine, bro. Like
that's
too zip to K-Shine.
Yo, Tay Rock couldn't afford to lose this battle to be real.
I don't think
he
so
really couldn't, man.
For the
we
rest
was saying
battle,
that shit.
Yeah,
like,
man, and he said it like yo. Me
so
and
who
would
we call like, number one? DNA. That's who I was.
I don't know. DNA say he not even on URL no more. So that's it.
Yes,
so,
he is, man. You heard him on 15 Minutes of Fame. He coming back online.
That's what he said?
It's a lot of,
man.
It's a lot of shit with that. DNA
does that
will
make
never,
DNA,
like,
but you
not
know what
be
this,
a part of URL, man. Come on.
You know what? Does that make DNA next, though? Does it?
Nah,
he's
definitely not DNA.
Oh,
really? DNA is definitely number one, like. You know the reason why Rock
one
is number one on URL? Because
so
Rock
it ain't
go
so
nowhere
what
else.
We basically saying
like,
right now is it ain't no number one.
It's Tay Rock because he doesn't go nowhere else. So it's like because you basically just URL, we have to put you here. Everybody else is going other places.
Nah.
We only rep URL. So it's like
well,
I right
go other places, he just battle bad news on bullpen.
On bullpen.
Yeah.
He battled Arsenal and UW,
yeah,
battled Sharon.
Yeah,
he's been traveling.
He's been traveling twice, but
now he's traveling.
He really fly that URL flag heavy. Like, he said it, like, yo, everywhere else is practice. This is the only place that
yeah
matters.
But that don't
so
make him number
that,
one, though.
Like,
but that don't make him number one, though, bro. You can't make him number
Gunner
one because of that.
That's number one. He's number one to Smack. That's his Gunner. Like, that's what I'm saying. Until somebody that's like that come
to the people
spot,
though, to the people, like I'm trying to figure out like who is that nigga like?
Yeah, I don't think nobody took his spot yet, but I don't think he's gonna finish this year. I don't think he's gonna finish this year as number one. But right now, to me, he's probably still number one. Yeah, but I think at the end of this year, he might not be number one no more, unless he's just going on a streak, like you said. If he
Pick all right, like, can we talk about Goods versus Cassidy? Please, because I got something that I want to say. Man. I got something I want to say. And I'm going to put it to niggas like this. All right. This is how I feel about it. And Cap, don't get mad. But this is how I feel. Hello?
Yes.
All right. I feel like Cassidy wasn't like, all right, he wasn't good. You feel me? Goods wasn't that good either. He was just better than Cass.
Yeah, I'll say, yeah. I agree.
That's how I feel. Neither one of them niggas said no crazy shit. You feel me? Goods energy was the good one off of Ringman shit.
Yeah.
Cassidy went back to that old shit. He couldn't help himself. He went back to that old shit. That shit was dry as hell, which I knew he was going to do. You feel me? All that, yeah, I'm about to come in and show y'all niggas some new shit and all that shit. But he sold the fight well, but you feel me? Like, come on. Like, I knew it wasn't going to be. I think he started off in the first round. Like,
yeah,
he started off all right. He started off all
yo,
right.
Yo, Cash won
look.
The first round, man.
Yeah,
Cash
I got Cash
round,
first round.
No.
Yeah,
no.
You don't think so?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, I
no.
think he won the first round. To me, good.
Now, yo, Quain, I'm going to tell you what it was. Yo, Quain, look, this is what it is, B. These industry niggas don't be getting B. It's like, yo, good sat here and broke down this nigga's career. This nigga talked about the tranny shit. Just like these niggas, these industry niggas, are y'all like open books to these niggas. It's angles.
Yeah, because we know
these niggas don't know how important.
You feel me? Y'all shit is everywhere. We know all
yeah,
that
so
shit.
Y'all can sit here. This nigga Goods called him a crackhead for three straight rounds. Like, Cassidy, you over here trying to make bars up. You ain't saying nothing really about Goods. Like, if I was Cassidy, I'm going to be real with Goods sitting here talking about you got dropped and this and the third. You like half of a round should have been how Goods never even made it, or some shit like that. You could have
yeah,
like won the fans away.
There's a lot of angles and shit that
yeah.
he took and all that shit that he didn't. Like, he missed a lot of shit. You feel me? And Cassidy rapped the whole time like he had song bars. You know what I'm saying? Like he had good like
yeah,
rap
I
bars.
I'll be real too. I can't say
nah,
that because
I think
it's
yeah,
first round
I
was
so.
Dope. I think his second
yeah,
and his third was just so. Different from his first.
Yeah.
It's like, why did you stop?
Yeah. He had battle bars.
It's
but
like,
it's
why
just,
you
why
start
you
rapping them? It's like, why you start rapping about Lear Jets and going to Sierra Leone and get diamonds and shit? Like, we give a fuck about
yeah.
that shit. We don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
Like,
talk to this nigga, man.
Like, I don't know
talk
why he
to
did
this
that.
Nigga, man.
He was good. He was good at first, then he faded off, man. One thing I will say, though,
I
that I commend him for is when he was getting booed, and it ain't like he was crying a bitch and no fucking the battle up and no shit. Like
no,
he kept going.
Yeah,
I give him credit for that right there.
He started to get
on get
his, that shit a little bit. He talking about you put your boo crowd in the crowd. I said this nigga is not really finna get on his. He messed real quick, and then he sat back and chilled. I'm like, yeah, man, you got a big homie to situation like that. You feel?
Yeah, you
gotta
just tell, yeah. But I mean,
yeah,
the niggas was in the
chill.
Crowd like surf,
like
surf
you don't really look as crazy
like,
as you
first row
you don't
like
look
this.
As crazy as you feel. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
it was like, man,
but you know what though, Cash can't say niggas is biased because the first round niggas was definitely giving it up for him. So you can't
niggas
even
was
say
giving
the crowd
it up
was
for him.
Biased.
Yeah, the crowd was yeah, the crowd
was
locked in with
the first
round.
Round.
But once Goods went,
I'm gonna be real, stupid. Yo, if you want to keep it 100, the third round is actually is worth me looking at one more time. Just to double check, because I don't think his third was as bad as his second. His second round really
good.
You know, he kept calling good.
Man,
like,
I would look at that battle again,
that
but I'm not, bro. It's like,
yeah,
man,
I don't think
this
was
not
crazy,
really
man.
Sad enough for me to go back and look at that shit.
Yeah,
like,
that's
I don't even
weird.
Care. Like, that shit was so weird, I don't even really care who won that shit, bro. Like, I don't want to go back and look at that. I will go back and look at any battle on that card before I go back and look at Cassidy versus Goods, bro.
The nigga
that shit
said,
just
like,
was
oh,
not.
Man. Yeah,
it
like,
didn't
good,
live up to the hype at all. Like,
yeah, man. Cause I don't know, man. The nigga Cuz really said, like, yo, you had a hit with R. Kelly. Like, nigga, yeah. What are you talking about? Like, that shit like that, to me, it don't hit because it's just like, yo, what are you saying? Like, a lot of
niggas
got hits with R. Kelly.
Like, a lot of, yeah, come on, man. I mean, you gonna try to translate that into he touching little girls and all that shit. Like,
yeah,
come
like,
on, man. Don't nobody want to hear that shit,
man. But I knew
he was
going to go that route, though. Yeah. Like, I knew it. I said, R. Kelly, I was like, yeah, he gonna touch on R. Kelly shit. But I didn't think he was going to do it like that. Like, oh, you made a hit with R. Kelly. Like, yeah. Fuck. Saying that shit like, oh,
yeah,
bad
I had
thing.
A hit
like,
with R. Kelly, nigga. That's an accomplishment. Like, what you mean? Like, you
yeah,
can't
like,
clown me for having no hit with R. Kelly, bro. Like, and I don't know that nigga, my nigga.
That's a fact. Word. Like, that shit.
I don't act like I chill with R. Kelly. Like, that's, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that shit right there didn't hold no weight. Like I said, man, to me, Goods didn't win off nothing what he was saying. You feel me? His shit was boring, too. He won all ring and shit, nigga.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah,
and showmanship.
He had the energy.
He won
all. He had the swag.
Yeah,
I guess.
Experience.
You know, like,
he know how to battle
yeah.
rap today. You feel me? Typical
yeah.
Goods. Not saying he was
typical,
terrible,
yeah.
but typical Goods. You feel me? Typical Goods.
Cassidy really came
you know
in just to try to out-rap him. That's really what he came to do. Like, I don't think he really.
And you can't do that. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
this ain't,
you can't,
this
yeah.
ain't,
that don't beat Goods.
This shit
like,
ain't
gotta,
called out-rap. This shit called battle-rap. Like,
battle-rap, yeah.
You gotta know how to battle-rap. Cassidy really don't know. He can't face the fact that he don't know how to battle-rap no more. Like,
yeah.
just because you write down cool bars that make your mans in them be like, ooh. Now, stop to letting these niggas tell y'all that y'all should get back in the ring, man. Stop it, man. Instead, if y'all like the shit so much, come back, invest in it, man. Throw y'all some
you know
events or something, dog. Like, you know
I
what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know, son. Like,
but then,
like
on the other hand, fuck it. Get back in here. And
yeah,
you know
get back
saying?
In here.
Shit.
Get
let niggas
here.
Get that money. Smacking them, get that money. You know what I'm saying?
It's battle rappers hammering these rounds. Like, you... Like, if I hear you around, I'm going to say, yo, I ain't going to front. You might need to probably be a little more direct. Like,
man,
you might
I,
have
yeah,
to,
like, that shit, like, he could have been, and that shit probably would have, and Cap, look, probably would have been a little more crazier if he would have, like, really just been, like, directly talking to Goods
direct,
the whole
yeah.
time.
Yeah,
talking
like,
about
heard it.
Previous battles that Goods had, talking about shit that you hear
yeah,
about
like,
Goods, you know what I'm saying?
Head.
Talking
touch
about, like,
shit,
I really
yeah.
thought, I really thought that he was going, like, he tried to go the money, belittle him the money
like,
route. He went the money route and tried to belittle him, but he ain't do it in the right way.
He ain't do it the right
yeah.
way.
He
ain't bring
he went
out.
The bragging route.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
like
man,
he
could have
did it right.
Yeah, he could have did a whole lot better, like, but,
he ain't
like
do
you
it
said,
right.
I
forgot who they said that it was that had heard his rounds and told him that his rounds was good.
JC,
JC, like, and JC, that's who I went, like, JC, I don't know why you told him that, bro, like, and that's who he should be upset with, that's who he should be upset with, but then again, like, in the same token, I don't know why you think anybody would help you, like, how greedy
nah,
you was talking,
JC,
like,
JC explained it, though, he said when he heard it over the phone, it sounded good, but he didn't know how it would translate on stage. Like, he can't account for
yes,
that.
He
so he's
did.
Basically saying, like...
Man, we've been on this stage 10, 11 fucking years of our life, and you going to
yeah.
tell me you don't know how that shit going to translate on stage. You
yeah.
know how that shit going to fucking translate on stage.
You
should have
told him, like, yo, you need to be a little more direct. Just a little
I
more direct.
I would have told that nigga, like, listen, bro,
ask
I wouldn't say that shit. Period.
Ask
him
yeah.
personal. Be direct. And
be
you
direct.
Need to have
yeah.
bars. You need to have bars within you being. Turn the directness in the bars, like... He was doing, like Goods was turning that direction, like in the bars. Like I can't make no example of what the fuck he said, cause you know what I'm saying, like about
yo,
the fucking. He was turning this personal shit into bars though. Like he was going personal
yeah,
at the same
saying.
Time with bars.
But
yo, did more
had
of that,
the,
you know,
Cassie had the blueprint versus Disaster. That's what you did. That's how you was able to beat him. So
but
why
look,
would you come into
like
this battle?
I said, like I said on the previous shit when I was on here with y'all, that shit that was on when he was, did against Disaster on the stage, it was horrible. But when they took that shit to the basement on the floor, he was crazy. You
and
know
he
what
switched
saying?
His rounds, though. Now he was more direct.
He was crazy.
and he got crazy. But I figured
he got crazy.
Come direct.
Yeah, his shit was more direct.
Come direct. Yeah, like
yeah, and he got crazy. I expected to see that.
About.
I wanted
he was
to see the basement flow carries.
Yeah, he was talking about that stuff on the phone, on the radio shows. Like, yo, Goods be doing this, trying to win all swag. He just like all that personal stuff you were saying, you should have put it in your rap. I expected you to put it in there, and you didn't. Like, so it's just like, yo, damn, like, you took an L. They're like,
so,
I mean, I hope he comes back,
I'm about to say, do y'all think he'd be back?
I don't want to see him come back.
But then he comes back.
Yo.
Man, I don't know.
Yo, Kat. Sometimes this shit be going on mute by mistake.
Shit, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't want to see that nigga come back, though. I ain't going to fart. Like, I want to see him come back.
Yo.
Yeah, we hear you.
Yo, I don't know what the fuck. My shit just be muting out of nowhere. I was talking the whole time. I want to see Cass come back myself. He just had bad rappers
locked
up for a month. And to be fair with you, from what I just seen, I don't think he was trash. From what I just seen, like I really don't. I don't think he was as good as the promo.
I said, he wasn't trash. He just could have been right. He wasn't good as
the
promo.
Then,
he could have been a little
then
harder.
The jump he made from the disaster battle was like crazy. Like he rapped nothing like the disaster shit. But you know what? Go clean. You was right though. You was right though about one thing. I don't understand this shit either. Like I don't want to hear no you spit your around to this nigga. You spit your around to that nigga. Like why you putting all your trust into that one nigga you spent your around for?
Yeah,
I ain't mad at that.
So
it's not. He can't get mad at JC. You can't get. I'm gonna tell you why he can't get mad at JC. Because you watched battle rap clearly. This nigga had a scheme that had all the bloggers and media in it. You know what I'm saying? Like you pay
attention. You clearly watch it. You clearly
tell niggas who. Exactly. So you should know already how personal this game is. You should know that.
You know what it is?
Already.
I kind of
see
what Cap,
that's what I'm saying.
JC,
like, that comes from.
JC's one of the most respected lyrically, and I spit my shit to you, and you say it's fire. I'm going to think, like, all right, this one of the most respected lyrically. So it must be fire.
No, but see, listen, like Cap said, like, you watch the shit, so this is my thing. And then, like I said earlier, that come from his complex, bro. That come from him just not wanting to admit, like, that you really can't battle rap nowadays. Like, you feel me? Like, follow the blueprint, man. Stop trying to be hard-headed Cass, man, and just do this shit that you was doing back in the day and admit to yourself. That shit not going to work, bro.
See, niggas got to tell him that, though. When he spit his shit, they got to say, yo, bro,
like,
that's not it,
that's
bro.
That's what I'm saying. I would have told him.
Yeah, you would have told him. Yeah, like, yo, I ain't going front. That's not it. Same shit happened with J Mills. Yo, then the niggas heard my rounds. All right. Then he spit it.
Okay.
And it was like, yo, so niggas heard it and they didn't tell you, like, this wasn't going to beat Sean. Like, I don't know if niggas just don't like to say, like, they probably feel like they're going to hurt your feelings if they tell you that it wasn't good. But it's like, yo, fuck it. It wasn't good. Like, just... I'd rather you just tell a nigga that than actually make him believe that the shit was fire.
Yeah, period. But, I mean, shit, like I said, 7.5, 8 event, you feel me? Now I'm looking for, shit, I want to see the J. Mills versus Ness now, so.
Yeah, that's a fact. That card.
7.5 for 8? I don't think this card was all of that, bro. I don't think it lived up to the weight.
Like after talking about
what
it
was carrying,
I'm gonna go 7. I'm gonna go 7.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with a soft 7,
not a hard. I'm gonna go with a soft 7.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with a quiet 7.
Anybody have 3 crazy rounds? I think.
Anybody have 3 crazy rounds? Let me think.
No.
Sean.
To me,
Shook had 3 good rounds, but it wasn't really like
yeah,
crazy.
3 solid. All right, yeah.
He had
solid
3 solid
rounds.
Yeah,
3 solid.
Sean,
rounds.
To me, Sean might have had 3.
Sean had 3 good rounds.
Like, 3 good rounds. Mitty had 3 good rounds. The T-top third round just made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Top third was crazy.
That nigga third round was crazy, bro.
So that eliminate Twerk. That eliminate John. Yeah, probably say Sean. I'll say. But I still feel like I feel like Twerk was on his way there. And then that
shit happened. He was on his way there for sure.
And that shit happened. And Eddie was on his way there.
Hey, I want to switch topic, but what's your thoughts on Smack announcing Geechee Gotti versus Surf going down on Nome? Let's talk about it.
I seen that coming.
I'll watch that. Like, y'all niggas know I always tell y'all I can't even watch Battle Today for full 3 rounds. I'll watch that for 3 rounds.
Mm.
That's something that I watch.
Who's the underdog?
And
is Geechee definitely the underdog in this battle?
Geechee, that's a good question.
That's a good question.
Geechee been on fire, bro, for a little minute.
He had, but like I said, man, the people got so much fucking faith in Surf, man. You feel me? But I know Geechee finna come and talk that real crazy hood shit to this nigga, bro. Like, man,
he still got a lot to say. Yeah.
Is Surf better than Geechee? And I don't mean star power. I don't mean that. But is he? And I don't even just mean bar for bar. Just what his brain.
You talking about just down, just as far as just battle rap.
Just all around. I guess is all around Surf better than all around Geechee? We've seen Geechee battle enough to know that, just to know what he brings now.
I think Surf performed better. Surf performed better. And like that's the only thing that I could see like he got over.
I think Surf rap better too.
I don't think he rap better. I think Geechee shit more. I think Geechee shit scripted better than Surf shit is. Surf pattern is a little bit crazy. But like his performance make up for that shit and his shit go with it. So, you know what I'm saying? But the thing about Surf is like, I would just watch that nigga just get better and better, bro. Like every time. Just every time.
Surf?
He just get better and better. Yeah. He just is like, just. That nigga just true battle rap. For sure.
Yeah, I think Surf is better than Geechee. Like, to me, he's way better than Geechee. Like, Geechee good, though, but to me,
way
Surf is
better?
Just, yeah, I think Surf is way better than Geechee. Like,
damn.
I question. Do you feel like that? On the main stage or on all around? You mean both stages? Don't matter where they at. Surf is better. You feel?
Man, what kind of stage is this gonna be?
No, that's in Houston.
No, it's a big stage.
That's a big stage. Yeah.
Surf will be some big stages.
And then Surf gonna have the crowd behind him.
I think we clearly
can see that by now.
And that nigga definitely the favorite.
He's not worried about none of that shit.
Geechee
the favorite?
Nah, Surf the favorite.
Geechee a soldier. Geechee a motherfucking soldier. Show, bro. Listen. That nigga made for this shit. I ain't worried about that nigga Geechee.
I think.
All I'm telling niggas is for that shit right there, strap the seatbelts up.
Because
they
can
have niggas going crazy.
You think that?
Arsenal versus Geechee, I was right there.
You seen it, right? Who you had?
Yeah, that shit was good. That shit was good as hell. I don't know. I got to see it, like, not. I got to see it,
yeah,
like, not.
They didn't release it. Yeah, I forgot. They didn't release it.
I really forgot a lot that happened in it. I know the lights had got cut out
Arsenal
and all that
wilding,
shit.
Man. Arsenal was wilding. Like,
Arsenal was hurting that bitch, though. I ain't gonna lie. He was hurting.
Arsenal was wilding. That nigga surprised me. I'm like, oh, shit. This
is Arsenal. But Geechee, like.
Yeah, I don't think Surf would kill Geechee.
Who paints their pictures more vividly, Geechee or Surf?
Surf.
Yeah.
You think Surf painted more vividly than Geechee? Well, you know what? Yeah. Okay. You know what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, yeah, I can't say that. I can't. I guess I kind of worded it wrong. It would have been close than shit.
Yeah,
they both talk
like
that damn real
literally,
shit.
And because and while he doing it, he literally be painting with his hands.
Yeah. Okay.
While he like literally, he be building the whole picture for you. Like that's what I'm saying. Like that type of performing right there.
Yeah, but the only thing about it though, hold up, bro. Like all that shit is cool, but Surf be losing battles, B. Like I can see if he only lost one or two. You know what I'm saying? But it's not like he be running around winning battles though. And Geechee does.
What was his
like,
last
I forget
shit,
the main thing.
Rum Nitty was his last shit.
Yeah.
Did you have him beating Rum Nitty?
I don't
That's
know.
That's the question.
Did he win? That's what I was gonna ask y'all.
I mean,
he jerseyed the third round in like 8 seconds.
I had him winning
the second round was mediocre.
I don't know.
You had who won? Surf?
I had Surf win the second. Like, I don't know. A lot of people still got him winning the second.
man.
I don't know. Like, Surf, man, I feel like Surf, the reason that Surf be losing to me, he kind of like the same reason Clean be losing. Like, when you battle niggas and you choke, you already in a disadvantage because you choke. So now, like, you already lost that round. It is just like, yo, this nigga lost. Like, but when Surf is, like, all three rounds, it's hard for niggas to beat him. To me, like, it's hard for niggas to beat that nigga when he got all three rounds.
Surf is the best. Surf at his best when he took a lot of time off and he come back and niggas ain't heard him in a minute.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, nah, but yeah. But he did that versus Nitty. He was going for a minute. He locked up, came back versus Nitty. His first round was crazy.
Like, no, I'm going to give you a perfect example. Like, when you went against X Factor, bro. Like,
oh, yeah, that Surf was. See, that's what I'm saying. That Surf right there, like, Geechee can't.
Because they have
to. Can't fuck with that Surf.
Like, the people be happy to hear Surf. And when they happy to hear him, don't let them be going crazy at the same time, bro. Like,
oh, yeah.
You're going to get some of the biggest reaction that you ever got about a battle.
Yep. Even Surf versus Hitman. Like, I thought after the first round, I'm like, damn, this is about to be bad for Surf. And that nigga Surf came out wilding round two and round three. And I'm just like, damn, son, this Surf right here, make it dangerous. Like, Surfer is hollow. Like, this nigga Surf is dangerous. He just got to be prepared.
I ain't going to lie. I want to see Surf versus Jurors. I ain't going to lie to
you. I don't think that's going to go down, but
Surf.
I want to see it. Like,
no, that's going down.
Like, I hope that go down.
Let's go.
No, that's going to happen. That's
I know Turk said he don't want to battle him because he really don't like him and all kind of shit. Like, I don't want to see that.
That's going down. I don't want to hear none of that. That's going down.
I want to hear that shit. Like, I want to see that shit. A lot of niggas want to see that shit.
Everybody know you gonna see it. He can't cut that corner. You gonna see it. That's going down.
Like, turn surface. Smack calls like, yo, Surf said, what's up? Like, Surf said, what's up? Like, what you mean, nah? Like he said, yeah, I don't think he could cut that corner. Like,
but question. Are we somewhat sleeping a little bit? It's a tad bit on Geechee. I mean, he showed up for the most part all of his battles. I understand he's not the star that we've been known. Like, y'all just went back to the fucking X Factor battle. That was years ago. We didn't even know who Geechee even was back then. So there's a time he has a time disadvantage. But from what we do know of him, he just blew up recently. Ain't like he been around to make this name. He been like really fucking shit up with his own style. Some nigga said he saved battle rap. He keep bringing that
shit. Yeah, he don't lose.
That street
he don't
lose. So it's just like, is he a walk in the park for Surf? I don't think he's a walk in the park for Surf, bro.
I think if a nigga say that, they just going off of like timing, like, you know what I'm saying, like, because Geechee just now getting in the game, but that shit don't mean nothing.
Okay.
I don't think he'll be a walk in the park, but I feel like Geechee, I have a problem with him, like, because I think, like, Geechee had a problem with K-Sean. Like, niggas who could do a lot of stuff,
Geechee will have a problem with to me. Like,
everybody would have a problem with these niggas. Not just Geechee. It'll be everybody else, too. Sean ain't whack.
Nah, Sean not whack. But I'm saying it's not even that Sean. It's the way Sean is. Like, a lot of people have a problem with KC, but Geechee didn't. I feel like niggas who's one-dimensional, they can't beat Geechee to me. But the niggas who do a lot of stuff, like, they perform good delivery, they tell stories, they got angles, I don't think Geechee could beat those type of niggas. Like, it's too much. And it's like, the bars he's singing, the street shit, it's going to hit, but these niggas is doing everything. So they got to be really hitting. Or it's going to look like, damn, like, I felt that bomb. He clearly lost to A-Ward. I had him losing to Av. I had him losing to Arsenal. K-Sean battle was close.
Who else? What about Danny Mike? Well, you got Danny. You got... Oh, he beat Tech N9ne. Come on, man.
Yeah, he beat Tech N9ne. He beat JC. Who else he battled? Tech N9ne, beat JC.
Yo, I wouldn't mind seeing he beat Gotti versus Ill Will.
Oh, shit. That's a fact. Damn.
I wouldn't mind seeing that battle now that I think about it. That would be a good fucking battle.
And I honestly don't even know
where that just came from. Yeah, that would be a good.
I don't know who
But you know what? It will be on and off sometimes, though.
He inconsistent. He definitely inconsistent. Yeah, I don't know who I have in that. But that, I like to see that, too. Geechee's one of the niggas that even if he loses, he's still going to drop 20. He's still going to drop 27 points. But it's just like, it'll be like, you had a good game, but this nigga was just better than you today. It's not going to be like, this nigga Geechee wasn't good. He got smoked. It's going to be like, Geechee was good, but this nigga just happened to be great that night.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what it is. Like, Geechee to me is never going to, I ain't going to say never, because A-Ward beat him, but to me, he's not really going to lose like his smoke. He's just going to lose. Like, this nigga might have been a little better than him that night. But he definitely...
Yeah, but you see the thing... Okay, I got you.
He definitely climbed up there.
It's Houston. I think Surf going to have the crowd, definitely. Because you know what I'm saying? It's not like we've seen him like that.
Yeah. We don't see him like that, yeah. So I feel like he's going to get around just basically off that. And then it's like, what else he got after that? That's what it's going to be like. What else we got after that? And you better have all three rounds. Because if you don't, you ain't beating him. Like, I can see that for now. If Surf come up there with only two rounds, he's not going to win that battle. Like, unless he have two of the craziest rounds ever. Other than that, he ain't going to win that battle. And the fans is going to be on him. Like, you choke or Jersey or any of that shit in one of the rounds, it ain't going to be good for him. So I hope he prepared. Like, I hope he got all the three. I mean, back in Houston, last time he came back, he cheated them because he only gave him two rounds. So now he's back there again. So I hope this time he come with his three rounds.
I don't know, man. We got to see what's going on, man. Surf is talking a little bit spicy. Someone you took five up in there, nigga, Geechee, I'm going to give you some more that night. We'll see what's going on, but it's officially going down. Geechee versus Surf, so... We'll see what's going on. We'll see. But, yo, we're going to end it right here, man. Yo, resolution, huh?
No, I said no, I'm not.
What you said?
No, I was just saying
no, I'm fucking nine. Shit. But, yo, we're going to end it right here, man. We're going to holler at you niggas tomorrow, man. Shout out to the whole fucking AFM. I'm fucking tired as shit. Them at 2 in the fucking morning, man. Shit, man. Yo, we up out of there.
Thanks. All right.
Peace.